Good morning, everyone. Today is the 21st of June 2017, and we are on the first day of the Body Mind Purification Retreat at Sac 4 International Meditation Center in Hawaii. First thing I would like to ask you, anyone have a phone? Please turn it off or switch it to the airplane mode, please. Everyone, turn it off or switch it to the airplane mode. And we will explain about that later on, and you should practice that as often as possible because it's very, very dangerous when we use the phone. Secondly, I would like to invite you to all sit comfortably, balancedly. Your head, neck, and your spine should be upright, straight naturally, almost perpendicular to the ground. And then come back to your breathing. Bring your mind back to your body fully, 100%. And good morning, everyone. And we see the retreat here is not only for the body, it's body mind purification retreat. So this practice, basically, we just follow the very basic lesson and basic practice from Sakyamuni Buddha. He practiced to become the enlightened one. And not only the Sakyamuni Buddha, all of the Buddhas in the past, in the present, and in the future, when they manifest to the earth, they do a lot of teaching, but all the teaching just concentrate in only two major subjects. So, as I told you, okay, even though we have three baskets of the Buddha teaching, but all of that with the thousand of the sutra, and the past, the present, or the future, Buddha only teach us only three things. The first, don't do anything bad. Don't do anything bad. That not mean do bad to any other one. First, we should not do anything bad or no good to our own body and mind. The second thing is do everything, every good thing, every good deed to our body, mind, and to everyone. And the third one is to purify our mind. So if we practice the first thing, we will have a very healthy body and mind. So if we pass away, we may rebirth in the human being or a little bit higher realm. When we practice the second one, do good thing to our body, mind, and to everyone, we will have not only the healthy body, we will have the wisdom for ourselves. And then we can do a lot of good things to the environment and to the other people or the the being. So if we pass away in that state of mind and body, we may enter into the Deva or the Bodhisattva realm. And if we practice the third teaching, purify our mind, if we do it at the present time, we will have a very peaceful lifetime. We have a wisdom and we will develop our spiritual capacity. And depend on how we practice, how good and how deep is that. When we pass away, we may enter into from the highest state of the Deva to the Bodhisattva. And even though if we practice completely, purify our mind, we may enter into the high realm of Arahant or in the Buddha, in the Nirvana. So as you learn about the history of the Buddha. Before he became the enlightened one, he practiced many different methods. So all the, his practice in the old time, it led to the extreme side. So that's why he not really success in the way of the ending of the suffering of birth and death. And luckily, finally, he awake and he come back to sit down under the Bodhi tree and practice, purify his body and mind through 49 days consecutively. And finally, after 49 days of the process of body and mind purification, he completely clean up his body and mind at the highest state, and he become the enlightened one, the liberated one. And after he become the enlightened one, we call the Buddha, that means awakened one, the liberated one, the enlightened one. The first teaching he said, "O bhikkhu, just stay away to extreme, not indulge in the luxury of the lives of the mundane one. Also not practice at the ascetic way. We should practice the middle way." That is the main teaching of the Buddha after his enlightenment. So during the time we here at the retreat center, everything we practice from the sitting to the walking, to the Tai Chi, Qigong, using the juice, relaxation, etc. We had to follow the basic principle of that, the middle way and the balanced state of our body and mind. So the same thing, the healthcare field or the science, they already tell us that if we can keep our body and mind in a balanced state, we are okay, or we can consider that it's okay, a normal or healthy lifestyle. But if we out of the balance, out of shape, or out of the balance in our body, we call that in a sickness unit. And also in this retreat, we will learn the relationship between our own body to the community and the environment. When we out of the balance in our body, the relationship between us to our family member, the community, or the environment will be out of the balance. So that's why we see recently the weather, the climate, it changed, and it have a lot of natural disaster because the way we're living, okay, it's not correct, it's not balanced. And because we don't have enough time for the retreat, only 5 days here, and then with many different languages, so I just try to point out some very important thing for us, and then we will try to explain the principle as much as possible for you to understand. For example, I will remind you at least about 10 times per day relate to your sitting posture. I always ask you to sit comfortably, relaxingly, balancedly, and then your head, your neck, and your spine should straight upright naturally and almost perpendicular to the ground. It have many different reasons, but one of the very important thing and the basic thing, because we know the spine is our main structure in our body. But if that not balanced, it will create a lot of problem to our internal organ as well as the system. Yet, you know, every single bone, every single spinal section, it will have responsibility for the whole system or the organ inside of our body. So if we sit not balanced, It was it not balanced, not correct. It not only to damage the spine, but it also have an impact into the organ or the system it takes the responsibility for. And one of the very common problem nowadays, we have the disc become abnormal. We had calcified of the spinal, or we have abnormal of the spinal cord, and leading to pain or numbness, tired, etc. And the most common disease in America, as well as the most common leading death in America, that means we have the high blood sugar, high blood pressure, high cholesterol. That is the most common disease in America. Because you see that the sugar, the fat, the cholesterol, all that is a very important material or the nutrition our body needs on the daily basis, and we need a lot. But because when we use it, we don't know how to use it correctly, and when we sit to ingest it, that means to put it in, we don't know how to sit it correctly, so the flow of that become abnormal or retained. That's why it create a lot of problem for our body and mind. And also, the number one leading to death now in America is the lung cancer and the colon cancer. That problem also relate to the way we eat and the way we sit in our daily life. So we nowadays we hear about in one of every three to maximum five people, just one in three or five people, we have the trait of the cancer. They carry the cancer cell, but it not developed to the dangerous state or the final state. So the cancer nowadays is very, very common and very scary for our society. Actually, it have many, many different cause for that. But as I told you, one of the most common reason because we don't know how to use, I don't know how to nourish our body correctly. And then we use or we live in the imbalance, the state in the day, in the day and night cycle. Briefly, I will give you the basic understanding why is that. As you see here, it's a 24-hour cycle in our body and in the universe. So in here, you will see two axes. The first one, the horizontal, that means from 9 o'clock to 3 o'clock here, the horizontal line. And the second one is the vertical line at noontime and midnight. So in our body, every muscle of our body, organ, and system is parallel or symmetrical through our midline, the spinal cord. So we see most of our posture, standing, sitting, okay, we're not really balanced, so we're out of balance. That is one of the things. And you look at the time here, from the time we wake up, to noontime, and from noontime to the time when we go to bed. Most of us now, okay, we live very, very unbalanced. In the old time, when we are our culture time, we usually wake up around at 4 a.m. or early that is 3 a.m. So we have around 9 hours before noontime. And we go to sleep we go to bed the same. We go to bed around at 8 or 9 p.m. So it balance for both sides through the vertical axis. But you see now most of people, they wake up around at 5, right, or 6. So 5 or 6 a.m. they wake up, but they go to bed around at 10 or 11. You see, if they wake up at 5 a.m., that is very good already. But from 5 a.m. to noon, we have only 7 hours. And then from noon time to 11, we have 11 hours. So it's almost 150%. But most of people, especially for the middle-aged and young generation now, they wake up at 6 o'clock and they go to bed at midnight or over the midnight, over 200%. You see? Different. Because from 6 o'clock to noon, this is the vertical axis. The vertical axis to the one located symmetrical to rebalance. But if we wake up from 6, we sleep to 12 to noon, only 6 hours. From noontime to midnight is 12 hours. You see? It's 200% different. So that's just some idea for you to see how we live right now. And that's not only the cause to lead to all the very common disease. And it is also the major cause to create a cancer and metastasize, one of the scary, the most scary now today. We think that when we have a cancer, okay, it takes a few months after we remove the tumor to have the metastasize. But actually later on, we will learn that the cancer development and the metastasize we create every night. Every night until after a few years, it's strong enough and it burn out. Okay, if not, until we find out the tumor or until we have a surgery to remove the tumor and then have a metastasize. So back to our main practice, what we need to do for the 5 days we stay here. So this afternoon, Amfei will print out the information and give you, and you keep that, and you should read it as often as possible to remind you. We will explain it to you, but okay, I don't think you can remember all, so that's why okay, we will give the handout for you, just the outline for you to read, and then to remember, to practice, to follow the guideline. So first, we're talking about the number 3 law, okay, the law of number 3. What is the law of the number 3? So the law number 3 we use in life whenever we try anything. If we're not successful, we will try the second time and the third time and we say no more than 3, right? And in the monastery, in the monastic life, the Buddha also practiced or applied that the number 3 law. Even though you see the trunk of the tree or the graveyard or the empty house, the Buddha not let the monk to stay for more than 3 nights. Why is that? And we will learn about the law number 3. And also why the law number 3, why the Buddha had to establish the triple chew, the triple germ. Okay, why not 2 or not, why not 4, but why the Buddha had to establish the triple germ for us. And all that the Buddha teaching, why it's not based on anything, we based on what we call that the three Dharma seal, three Dharma seal. So 100 or 1,000 of the Dharma talk or the discourse, okay, if we know or if we want to verify if that's the right discourse for the Buddha or not, we have what we call the three Dharma seal. So what is the basic, the three Dharma seal relate to the Dharma teaching? The first one is the suffering, right? And that is the first noble truth. Second one is the impermanent, everything changing. And from that we lead to the third Dharma seal is no self. So we will explain, we will find out the root of the number three law, but now we're talking about what we need to do to apply that law to our practice now. For the first 3 days, we need to minimize ingestion of three main raw material have the calorie. That is starch or carbohydrate, the protein or amino acid, and the fat by the lipid or the oil. So that's why in your rule and regulation, I think the fifth one, we say, okay, we should not use anything not provided by the center, because we already calculate the maximum amount of the carbohydrate or protein or the fat you can use in all the nutrition we provide for you. Because 33 years ago, when I first started this program for the monk in the monastery in Vietnam, and actually 6 years ago, when I restarted this program in France and in Europe, you know what we have? Only the drinking water, 1/2 of the lemon, and 1/2 of the teaspoon of the sea salt only. That's it, nothing else. Drinking water, 1/2 of the lime lemon, and 1/4 teaspoon of the sea salt. That's it, nothing else. So after that 1 year, because I had a lot of the patients, especially the cancer patients from America and Europe, okay, they asked me to help them to recover after they failed the treatment from the new healthcare system. That's why I had to do more study to use all the vegetable and all the things that have a capacity to clean our body, to refresh ourselves, and then to heal our body and mind. So now you see we have a lot of nutrition in this bottle, and especially the one we will have at lunch time. So the number three rule here, that means for the first 3 days, we try to cut it or minimize to ingest the carbohydrate, the protein, and the fat. That is the three main substance have the calorie. The second one, we need. So again, to remind you, okay, you should not take anything else, okay? Because this practice for your own practice, for your own goodness, and for not only for this lifestyle, okay, you will see when we explain about the law number three and the law number seven, you will see this practice look like the first step for you, okay, to step on the liberation pathway. So it's not only to help you in this lifestyle, it will lead you from this lifestyle until you complete, finish the process of the body-mind purification to become the enlightened one like the Buddha, Sakyamuni Buddha. So everything we practice here on the volunteer basis, all right, on the understanding the benefit of short term and the long term. So we follow the guideline, we not violate that. You will have the most benefit of that. So first, we minimize the input, right? We minimize the input. Secondly, we maximize the output. We maximize the output. That means for the first 3 days, you need to have at least 3 bowel movement. Get it out this way. All right, number two. So everyone have to listen to your body, and you should follow that. We need to have at least 3 bowel movement every day. The first time should be around 5 to 7 a.m. All right, that is the first time. The second time around at the noon or afternoon time, and the third time around the evening. Right? So you have to check yourself. If you cannot have it, okay, you have to use the laxative juice we have out there. We have alkaline juice out there, and we have the yellow one and the red one, and we have a lot of the liquid and the juice to help you. But each person may be different from the other, so you have to listen to your body and make sure you have at least 3 bowel movements every day for the first 3 days. So we minimize input and we maximize output, because you know that this is the area where we have the most bacteria and the byproduct, the most dirty part in our body. Next to this one, we will have the circulation system. That means the blood system. Okay? Next to that one, we have the circulation. That means the blood. So one side very dirty, a lot of bacteria. The other side very clean, very purified, right? So if we don't know how to keep the left side of that the intestine side clean, the toxic substance, it will pass through the wall to get into the bloodstream. That's why we get the disease, we get the sickness, we get the poison substance usually get through the system and it spread to the whole body. So to support for that, as you see on the schedule, this morning, Patana already read for you the schedule. We alternate many different activities, sitting, Tai Chi, walking meditation, relaxation. We have to alternate between the relaxation and the activity to help for the body move, okay? Help for the body, the physical body movement. And if that's not enough, we have to use the support from the second body. That means we use the chemical or the fluid, right? So we use the laxative, we use the alkaline juice, we use the cleansing yellow juice, and we use the very strong cleansing, the rest juice, the one you will have at noontime. Okay, so all that chemical in the vegetable, okay, help not only to clean our system, but also to push it out of our body and replace the new one right away after that. So that is the second level of our body to doing that. And even though we use 2 levels of our body, many people, or maybe half of that, especially women, will still cannot finish or cannot fulfill the law number 3. Why is that? Even though in a normal life, okay, in the normal life, women, when they get out of their familiar house, they used to have a tendency to hold it, right? Men didn't have that problem much at the women, even though number one, not talking about number 2, women, when they get out of their comfort house or the user environment, they have a tendency to hold it. But now, you're totally okay in a very strange environment. Right, so that's why okay it can hold more than the normal. The other thing related to that, for example, women usually okay they think very detailed. Okay, in the normal time, in the normal life, okay they think in and out, input and output it should be equivalent or maybe in more than out. For example, if you can make more money, you can spend more money. When you make less money, you try to hold it to save. You don't want to spend more, right? But men, okay, don't have that problem like women. So now, okay, you see, okay, you input less and you output more. The mind tendency to hold it back strongly, even though this is on the garbage, under the trap, on the very dirty substance. Only in this, in this retreat, we can see all that tendency of the mind, so we can clean up that one, change that. Again, women have that problem more than men. A third level is a little bit deeper. For example, you see in life, whenever had any problem, men kind of react quicker, stronger, right? For example, when they have something, okay, can make them they upset, right? Men can react right away and very strongly, and they let go. But women have a tendency to hold it, right? To keep it. They don't speak out, they don't act out, but okay, they maintain, they try to hold it back. That the very deep, if we not see that tendency in our mind, it's very difficult to clean up too. So that's why in this retreat, we can have opportunity to see out that one, and we have to learn how to let go. You see, let go. That's why I say in the old time, the Buddha set up the practice only one day and night to practice. That means they need to get out of their comfort, how comfort plays. And we practice a precept, right? Only one day. But if we practice correctly, the benefit is maybe 100 or 1,000 fold more than you practice on a daily basis. The first thing, you learn how to let out, right? Get out your comfort play, your usual play, your usual habit, something like that. So that's why, okay, we see the practice here is the opportunity for you to see all that attachment, the tendency in our mind, so we can uproot it or change it. So that's why, okay, we use the first body, the physical body, okay, it's not enough. Okay, we have a second level of the body as support for that. We use all the juice, on the laxative, on the alkali juice, on the cleansing juice. But if it's not enough, we have to apply the third one, okay, our mind, right? Look, get down that tendency, okay, and uproot or change it. So minimum we have to use or combine three levels of our body all together. So the result come out really faster and easier. So that's another number three law apply here. Later on this afternoon, we will go detail more about the reason why we have the law number three and why we have to follow all that application in our life. One more thing we need to do next, because we need to end soon, so we can change to the next activity. The same, we need to apply the number three, the law number three in that activity. So the next one, we will stand after the break time, we will do the Qigong Tai Chi. And for the Qigong and Tai Chi, we still need to apply at least three levels of our body altogether to have the maximum benefit. So what is the three levels of our body we apply when we do the moving activity of the Tai Chi, Qigong, etc.? The first one we need to do, that means we need to be mindful with all of our activity, the physical level. Mindful, that's what mean. That means whenever you do anything, you should aware and follow up completely. For example, when you want to stand up, right? The thoughts arise. You want to stand up. Follow that thought, okay? You know, okay, you slowly and mindfully you stand up. When you think that you want to walk to the door out of this hall, okay, when that thought arrives, you lift up your leg, and you have to know which one you lift up first, the left or the right, how high, and when you step forward, you be mindful, okay, how far you step forward. That means you know exactly what your mind arrives with that thought and what your body follow that exactly, right? And that is the first thing, okay? Be mindful with your physical activity. The second body, that's the physiology. Okay, what it really do in this level? The breathing, right? The breathing. You have to contemplate, or you have to look inward instead of normally, okay, we look outward, we look everything outside. We never pay attention to our breathing. But after you follow this program, if you do correctly, you can go a few days, a few weeks without any nutrition. Even though you don't put a drop of water in your mouth, you still can alive for a few days to a few weeks, you know. But how long you can stop breathing? Only 4 minutes. Only 4 minutes. If you stop breathing, your brain dead. But we never pay attention to our breathing. So now we have to learn how to come back to our breathing. Okay? Come back to our breathing. When you're breathing in, you know clearly you are breathing in. When you're breathing out, you know clearly. You follow that, you know you are breathing out. All right? So observe your natural breath. When it's in, you know it's in. When it's out, you know it's out. And the third level of your body, that means your mind, even though you don't want to control, we not really mean to control our mind yet, but with that activity, be aware of our physical activity, observe our breathing in and out, so our mind will be with our body 100% at the time, and it's not jumping all around, it's not flying here and there, you see? So our body and mind come together harmoniously. Alright, so that's the enough for this morning. And now, again, I would like to invite you to sit straight, your neck, your head, your spine, upright, naturally straight, perpendicular to the ground, balance your shoulder, come back to your breathing, and bring your mind back to your body fully 100%.